Don't you envy me. Take your Bibles and turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8. It's good being with you. Thank the Lord for Home Baptist Church, the wonderful relationship, the fellowship that we've enjoyed all through the years, the wonderful accommodations, and just a blessing to be with God's people. And we look forward every year to being here, Lord willing. We'll continue to come, and we thank God for those that have prayed for us. And I know that God's answered your prayers. First week of October last year was my last Sunday as a pastor. And I just preach when I have the opportunity. And I thought it was going to be really, really hard. But you know, in my message, I'll bring out something. Wherever we are serving God in whatever capacity He puts us, we should be happy there. And I have a wonderful church, a wonderful pastor, and we love our church. When we're not out preaching, we're busy there. They're behind what we're doing. And while I'm preaching, they're praying for us. And couldn't have it any better. And I don't know about you preachers, but I get to do something I always long to do. When I was pastoring, I couldn't have my wife with me all the time. But now, once in a while, she'll say, "Do you mind if I go shopping tomorrow and just leave you at home?" But I do. I enjoy being with my wife and traveling around. We're here this week. Tomorrow evening, I'll be preaching in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Back home to Kentucky. And we just jump around. If you're here, you felt led of the Lord to call us to preach, we'd love to do that. We are trying to be a blessing to churches and their pastors. And we want to be a blessing to you this morning. Pray we would. And you pray for that. And I'll share this with you, then we'll get into our scripture reading. When I resigned, I told Thelma, I said, "You know, I'm looking forward to taking all my sermon notes out and revisiting some of those messages that I preached in the past 42 years. I'm really looking forward to that. You know, since October, I've only preached one of those messages. And this one I've never preached before. Lord, give me a thought, and I've got all kinds of time now, and so I'll prepare a sermon. I've got a bunch of sermons in my briefcase that I've never preached. And so we're enjoying what we're doing. Lord's blessing what we're doing. And we just look forward to each opportunity the Lord gives us and to be able to do that. And one thing I found out, Joe Collins is a better chauffeur than he is a preacher. And when he's with me, I just don't feel like driving at all. He does. He takes good care of us. He's a friend. And I thank God not only for his friendship. I look across this room, there's not a preacher here that I cannot call my friend. Thank the Lord for friends. All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Let's begin in verse 1. Who is as the wise man? And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face shine. I don't think that the Lord honors ignorance. And a lot of preachers, they think, you know, that ignorance is a thing. And you can tell that by what they try to discuss and their lack of knowledge of it. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine. Remember when those men had been with Jesus and they took knowledge of that? I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment. And that in regard of the oath of God. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing. For he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing. And the wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Because to every purpose there is time and judgment. Isn't this true? Therefore the misery of man is great upon him. Remember that. We'll mention that in our message, just in our introduction in a minute. The misery of man is great upon him. We see that. We know that. For he knoweth not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war. Neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. All this have I seen and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy. And they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This also is vanity. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore the heart of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. You know, I worked on a message I thought I would preach in the Bible conference, but the Lord led me another way. And that is simply the thought, today is a day of trouble. From the Old Testament here. We're living days on end in troublesome times. There's probably not a father here, but what knows trouble? There's probably not a mother here, but what knows trouble? Families know trouble. Churches know trouble. Pastors here know troubles and sorrows. Our world is topsy-turvy. Our world is in imminent danger. If the Lord tarries his coming, I believe there's not going to just be judgment upon our nation. I believe we're going to go through what we went through maybe in the First World War, Second World War. But I don't believe it's going to come to that, because I'm praying the Lord would come back. But we're living in troublesome times. We live in that day that's spoken of, when good is called evil and evil is called good. Did you know that there are people in government that makes the statement that these people here this morning are just like the radical Islamists? You heard that? We're the enemy of our nation. And we're living in troublesome times. But that's not what my message is about. I appreciate the message that Brother Matt Stepp preached yesterday. Very true. Very up to date and concise as to where we are and what we're facing. What's going to happen? But look with me in verse 11 and 12. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Wherefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, his days be prolonged, surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. My message, and I pray as I use my personal example that you'll get the gist of the message, let me ask you, is it well with you this morning? With our introduction and looking all about us, knowing that here we are with all kinds of problems on every hand, Is it well with you this morning? Folks, I'm going to tell you, it's well with me. Things are really good. Are things really good? Are you doing good? Are you doing really well today? Think about that question. Are you really spiritually blessed this morning? I'm blessed. I'm at peace with God. I'm at peace with my brothers and sisters here in the Bible conference. There's peace in my home, my family. Are you prospering spiritually? I'm overwhelmed with the way that the Lord is blessing my wife and I spiritually to give up the church that I pastored all these years. When I went there and left, nobody was there. When I left, that was there when I went. God started a brand new church there. All members that we were able to see the Lord add to that church. And, you know, it was a grievous thing to go to the doctor and say, you can't pastor anymore. My lungs are just down to 55% capacity. And the Lord was in that. And to go back to where I went in 1980 and started to work, my pastor in 1982, I baptized him. When I left there, he became the pastor, wonderful pastor. I could have no better pastor. I had four sons when I left West Virginia. Now I've got five. He watches over me like a mother hen. Everything that I do is too hard for me. He'll do it for me. Folks, I'm spiritually blessed. I'm extremely blessed. Is it well with you this morning? Let me ask you. Are you claiming the wonderful promises of God? And emotionally strong in the Lord? You know, I understand that there's probably 60% of the people in this service this morning. Going by statistics now, I'm not going by your relationship with the Lord. I'm just telling you what statistics says. 60% of you in here have emotional upheavals in your life that you don't hardly know how to cope with. My wife and I was at Walmart one day, and we were going through the line, and the lady running the cash register was probably in her 60s, late 50s or early 60s. Her eyes were all swollen and were weeping. You know what I mean? Her eyes were watering. Her mouth was all full of sores. And I looked behind me and there was nobody there. And she checked us out. And I said, lady, you really have allergies bad. And she said, no, I don't have allergies. I said, I should never ask these questions. My wife said, you should keep your mouth shut. I said, what is wrong with you? And she said, my nerves. She said, I can't keep from worrying. I said, your nerves? You ever get like that? You just ready to throw in the towel? And I said, could I take just a few minutes to talk to you? Maybe I can help you. I said, number one, do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt you've been born again by the Spirit of God, that your sins are forgiven, that you know you're on your way to heaven, that you've done nothing, absolutely nothing to gain that? She said, absolutely. And I said, you're worrying yourself to death? She said, I can't help it. You know what? I gave her a scripture I'm going to use this morning. I gave her that scripture. I said, you go home and you read that scripture. I said, you read the book of Philippians And then you go back and read it the second time. I said, take your pencil and underline some words. I said, and go back to that scripture. Every time you get through reading the whole book, there's three words I gave her. The mind, the joy, Christ. The joy of Christ. You know, she said, I'll do that. And you know what? About 2 or 3 weeks later, we went back and she came running up to Thumb and I. Boy, her eyes were just as clear as could be. All those sores was gone from around her mouth like cold sores. She had a big smile on her face. She said, I never thought that I could ever be happy again. She said, I found out I don't have anything to worry about. Boy, it's good. It's well this morning. It's wonderfully well. You know what David said? Psalms 23:5-6. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's where we are today. We're in this valley of troubles and sorrows and death and tears and all kinds of problems. Folks, we need to realize how dark this world is that we're going through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear any evil. Why? Thou art with me. The Lord is my shepherd, it says. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. It's well this morning. Why? Surely. Well, that's a promise. That's good. That's wonderful. Surely, goodness and mercy, boy, you can't get better than that. That's wonderful twins, isn't it? God's goodness and grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Is it well with you this morning? And then, not only that, but one day I'm going to leave here. And I'm going to go be with the Lord. Forever. You know, I'm going to give you this verse of scripture. I think about this all the time. Could we pray this prayer? I wonder sometimes if I could ask somebody, would you pray this prayer for me? You ever talk to Baptists? They've got a headache, shoulder ache, backache, stomach ache, temperature. Somebody said when you're going down the street, don't ask a Baptist. He's okay, you'll lose a day. But you know what John said? 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. You think maybe we got all these complaints because we got our eyes off the Lord and we're not saying, boy, it's good today. It's great today. It's wonderful today. There's an old lady. Her son-in-law is now a wonderful Baptist preacher. Her daughter, Debbie, was always a blessing to Thumb and I. We were her pastor. And you know, Thumb and I used to go out on visitation and visit the sick and the afflicted and folks in the hospital. And we get down. Your pastors ever get down like that? You go and visiting and all these people with all these sicknesses and family problems and you're trying to deal with that. And this dear sister's name was June Evans. And I'd say, Thelma, we're going to go see Sister June. And I go knock on the door. Holler at her and she say, come on in, Pastor. And we go in. Here sat June Evans with oxygen mask on, living from moment to moment. She lived like that for a year or two before she finally passed away and went to be with the Lord. She had no strength to do hardly anything. And we would go in and we'd leave there shouting. She always had a great day. She always was a blessing and encouragement to her pastor. It was well with her. Amen. Is it well with you today? Is it really well? There's a hymn that I love. A man at his lowest ebb wrote this hymn. You ever hear this? When peace like a river attendeth my way, when souls like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. You know, I've learned this. Whatever state the Lord places me, it's all right. You know why? Divine providence puts me there. I've learned whatever state I am, Paul said, therewith to be content. Whatever station in life, wherever the Lord places me to serve Him, whatever setting that He puts me in, irregardless of what may be my social climb, you know, I've always been able to say, it's well. It's really good. Is it well with you this morning? You know, it's said of Baptists that they're fearful of their doubts and doubtful of their fears. A lot of times we fear when we don't have anything to fear but fear itself. So we fear fear. Let me tell you this morning, this is my first point. I have been born again by the Spirit of God. My sins have been forgiven me for Jesus' sake. I've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I was chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. And I should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Predestinated to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. He died for my sins 2,000 years ago because He wrote my name in the book of life before the foundation of the world. He placed His blood upon the mercy seat in heaven in my behalf. In the process of time and providence of God, He sent the gospel to me. The wonderful gospel of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ shined into my heart to illuminate me. He sent the Spirit of God into my heart, regenerated me, imparted life. I was raised from the spiritual dead state that I was in. You think about that. I experienced regeneration. Justification. Sanctification set apart for the wonderful glory and purpose of Him who died for me. And I can say this morning, whether in life or death, well, everything's good. Everything's wonderful. Look at Philippians chapter 1, if you will, with me. Let's read just a few scriptures here. Philippians chapter 1, look in verses 20 through 26. According to my earnest expectation, my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, Whether it be by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Folks, that's a wonderful privilege and blessing. To live is to live with and through and by Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me, who saved me beyond my expectation. But if I live in the flesh, that is the fruit of my labor. Look what he says, yet what I shall choose, I want not. If I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh, this is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Everything was good with Paul. You ever read his testimony in Corinthians? Well, he had a pitiful physical life. Not much expectation even to live. And boy, you know, he wrote the book of Philippians just before he faced the guillotine. And he taught us how to be happy. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is joy. You know what joy is? You know how to arrive at joy? Paul tells us right here. It's good. It's wonderful. You take those three little letters, J-O-Y. You ever think about this? Jesus? Others? You? That's joy. Paul's saying, the Lord's going to keep me here so I can serve others. Is it well with you this morning? It's well. It's wonderful. It's good. Even amidst all the trials and tribulations and problems and threats from our government and threats from our school educators, it's good. It's wonderful. It's well this morning. We're doing well. Because I've been born again through Jesus Christ, my Savior. Secondly, we're bound to Jesus by the cords of love and mercy. An inseparable bond that cannot be broken. In Jeremiah 31:3, that wonderful verse, we should remember that every day of our lives. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, behold. You know what that word, behold, is? Anybody ever been in the service? Some of you have, yeah. Military? Oh, teach them! What happens when the officer says attention? What happens? He gets your attention, doesn't he? Your undivided attention. That's what the Lord's saying to us. Let me get your attention here. Behold. Look at this, see this, understand this, rejoice in this, be overwhelmed by it. I love thee. It doesn't say he began to love us. It doesn't say he's going to love us. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. God was bound to me in love when I was just simply a heathen. Now, nobody know what I'm, this is Greek. No, this is not Greek, this is hillbilly. I was born in a holler in eastern Kentucky. I was born to a heathen family in the head of a holler, out from town. No church in our community. There was never a time I thank God that in the years that followed my being saved, that my mom was saved, my dad was saved, and they're both in heaven now, and a lot of my family members were saved. But we never went to church one time. Not one time did we ever go to church together. There was no church in our community at all. I was born under those circumstances. Most of the people I knew were drunkards, hardworking people. You ever know about people like that? They gamble, they drink, they carouse. No religious training. Let me tell you what happened. Think about this. December 17, 1943, there was a little baby boy born to my mom and dad. You think about the wonderful love and providence of God. You may say, I don't think it works like that. Well, that's all right. You think what you want. They gave me a name. My name is Clarence. I was a Grigsby by birth, but I wasn't. You know the reason that they gave me that name? In the providence of God, it was written in heaven before the foundation of the world. I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Well, I tell you, it's well this morning. It's wonderful. I'm overwhelmed by it. Therefore, in loving kindness, I've drawn thee. I used to be greedy. I was a workaholic. I was killing myself. I almost had a nervous breakdown. But in the process of time, God sent a man to knock on my door. 45 years ago, I heard the gospel of the saving grace of God. I experienced the illumination of the gospel, regeneration. Why? I was bound to Him by His love. He loved me, therefore He drew me. And then He called me to preach, and I'm here this morning. That little skinny boy from way up in the heather holler down in eastern Kentucky couldn't hear, couldn't hardly talk because he couldn't hear. The Lord permitted me to preach and share that with you this morning. Amen. Folks, it's wonderful. It's well. Amen. Oh, how rejoicing. How wonderful it is. How great and how good it is. And to know that I can love Him now because He first loved me. Look in Philippians chapter 4 now. You're there. And start reading in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Folks, it's good this morning. Is things well with you? I pray this message would encourage you that things are well. Things are wonderful. And again I say rejoice. Well, that's worth repeating. Brother Collins was talking about worship. You know the reason our worship is so shallow? Because what we're preaching this morning, what a lot has been said, it goes off of us like water off a duck's back. Folks, it's wonderful this morning. We have reason to rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, Lord's at hand. Look at verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Is it well with you? We're living in a troubled world. Trouble in marriages, homes, families, schools, businesses, government. It gets worse. Don't be anxious and worrisome about everything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God. See, we have peace with God. I'm saved. Everything's well. And the peace of God, that comes after the peace with God. Passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Notice that. Worry and fretting comes with the wrong kind of mind. Because look at this. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. A spiritual mind. With spiritual knowledge and rejoicing in our heart, realizing our standing and state and our station in life, realizing it's well, think on these things. Those things which you both learned and received and heard, seen in me do, do that and the God of peace shall be with you. Good, wonderful. Last of all, it's well. Because we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in our daily walk with the Lord. You know, you quote that scripture, Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You ask the average Baptist, and he goes off on a long rant, or she goes off on a long rant, about every little physical, trivial thing that comes between them and the Lord, and claim that's God's blessing. You know how God blesses us spiritually? Emotionally. Folks, if you don't have spiritual help, you don't have emotional help. You can't cope with what comes up on you. It's not well then. And then the physical things come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added to you. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 40. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee. Is it well with you this morning? And with thy children. Folks, I'll tell you, one of the problems that churches are having today is we run our children off from church and send them off to some heathen school somewhere. Tell them to get a great education and get a great job and hope they come back and see you once in a great while. Joan Collins is praying for his daughter. She's going to graduate from high school next year. He don't want her to go to school. I'll tell you what. Your kids can get education, but the first education is right here in the local church. It'll be well with us, with our children, that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Is it well with you? Folks, it's well with me this morning. You say, preacher, you tell us you never have problems. I have all kinds of problems. Every day I have problems. But you know what? I've got a problem solver in heaven. He knows about those problems. I learned a long, long time ago, the hard way, that God don't need my help in solving my problems. It's right here. It's right here in this book. Is it well? Is it well with you this morning? If all is to be well with us, we must have an acceptable walk. We must walk in love, even as Jesus loved us, and we must have an acceptable work. Our labor must be a labor of love. This makes all things well with the Lord and with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. All things well. Is it well with you this morning? I pray it is. Folks, I can tell you it's well this morning. It's wonderfully well. It's good to be alive and be saved and have the Word of God and the Spirit of God and the God of heaven that watches over this universe to watch over me. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity.